Montana Secretary of State Christy Jacobson visited with student selection officials and one of Montana's historic local businesses during a recent trip to Jefferson County. Secretary Jacobson continued her campaign promise of delivering United States and Montana constitutions to students, discussing the importance of each document at Jefferson High School. Students read the preamble of each constitution and asked the secretary questions about her role and the responsibilities of the Office of the Secretary of State.
The Secretary of State, I serve all Montanans, whether you're a Democrat, Independent, Libertarian, Green Party, or Republican. So we oversee the elections in the state and we ensure that there's uniformity across all 56 counties. And we also register all of the businesses in the state.
Secretary Jacobson also invited the students to participate in the U.S. Constitution contest, as well as this fall's Youth Vote program, and also encouraged them to become registered voters when eligible.
We also have a new website that launches our program. Along with the Constitution contest, we're also going to have a Youth Vote program. And that gives all of you the opportunity to participate and to practice for voting. And the cool thing about this, the Youth Vote program, is that historically, you all predict who wins in the actual general election.
Secretary Jacobson also met with Jefferson County Clerk and Recorder and Election Administrator Ginger Kuntz to discuss the upcoming November general election. Kuntz and election officials across the state are preparing for the November 8th election, including prepping absentee ballots and voting for military and overseas citizens.
Hi, I'm Ginger Kuntz, the Jefferson County Clerk and Recorder and Election Administrator. September is National Voter Registration Month. If you haven't registered to vote, you can come to our office or your local county elections office, or if you want to check the status of your voter registration, you can go to the office or give us a call.
And as Montana's new business registrations continue to grow, Secretary Jacobson toured one of the state's historic businesses, the Boulder Hot Springs Inn, Spa, and Retreat Center. The first buildings on the property were constructed in 1863, according to the Boulder Hot Springs website, and the property has a long history of changing ownership. The Boulder Hot Springs Hotel Company first registered with the state in 1891.
So this is what we call the West Wing Lobby or the Fireplace Lobby, and this is where they say Teddy Roosevelt used to sit by the fire after hunting. And there were also two other presidents who came here, Warren Harding and FDR. And
wow.
There was also the General Omar Bradley, who was a five-star general. He apparently came here and he had cancer. So he was going to the radon mines, which I think you guys are probably familiar with, where people sit in low dosages of radon and then they it stimulates their immune systems and stuff. So people come from all over the world actually to sit in the mines.
Guest rooms throughout the property are furnished with antiques and arts. While visitors can soak in the outdoor pool or the indoor steam room and plunges, Secretary Jacobson also learned the legend of Simone, the friendly ghost of the hot springs.
Well, we believe that she was a woman who worked here and that she got into an argument with a Butte mining executive and that he stabbed her in front in this office here. But we say she's a friendly ghost. She's not harmful or mean in any ways, but she used to play tricks on the owners. Like when there was just a handful of people here fixing up the building, somebody kept turning on the stove and they couldn't figure out who it was. So finally they figured out it was Simone and that she wanted a cup of tea. So they made her a cup of tea and set it out, and then she stopped doing that. But sometimes things are taken from one part of the building to the other, and we just say, oh, it's probably Simone.
To read more about Secretary Jacobson's visit to Jefferson County, visit the Secretary of State's Media Center, media.sosmt.gov.